am somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. I will register and vote. My vote will make a difference. My vote is my power. We marched for the vote. We bled for the vote. We died for the vote. Now we have the vote. Use the vote. Use the vote. Obama-rama. 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 Let me hear you scream.
Come on, push it, please, man. Just enough hand for the city.
Let me hear you scream.
Obama-rama, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And it is Thursday, and it is time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Plus, we got a big night for you here. Not only are we doing What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say, but we're also having a one of the most famous CPAs in all of the United States in. And the 9 o'clock hour to tell you what your taxes are going to do under Obama and McCain. And I think you'll be surprised as to who's going to save money and who's going to not save money. Who's going to have to pay more money. And then we have a very popular psychiatrist, Dr. Sophie, coming in at 10 o'clock. And he'll talk to you about all the depression you're going through, whether it's the economy, the election, a world-renowned psychiatrist. So, listen, a very expensive CPA and a very expensive psychiatrist, yours free tonight, on us, on the house. All right, but now, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? It's a lot of fun. People enjoy it. And when we go out, for instance, like tomorrow night, we'll be at the Queen Mary for the Queen Mary shipwreck. Most of the people there, when they talk about the show, they'll ask about Jesse Jackson. They love the game, What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
Back up, back up.
Yeah, you back up. And everybody that wins tonight, essentially the game goes like this, if you're a first-time listener. We play a clip of Jesse Jackson from his very popular show on Saturday morning on the Word Network, from rainbowpush.org. And if you guess what Jesse Jackson is saying, which sometimes is not very easy, then you get yourself a prize. And today's prize is a copy of Long Way Down, courtesy of EMI and Capitol Records. See, Ewan McGregor? Is that right? Huh?
What's his name again?
I'll turn Gina's mic on there. Let's go. I can't hear you. You turn Gina's mic on?
It's Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
What's his name again?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
That's how into music I am.
Ewan McGregor Satriani.
And Charlie Borman?
What's his name again?
Charlie Borman.
Jesus Christ.
As the motorcycle from Scotland to South Africa. Oh, that should be pretty cool. Available on DVD. Look at that. How about that, man? From Scotland to South Africa on a motorcycle. How'd they get over the water? Well, watch on DVD. You'll forget it. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's the clips you're going to be hearing tonight. Look at you.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics, underemployed, the overworked, and underpaid, unjust law, iron mills and rubber mills, I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver. They go 2 miles beneath the ground.
Jesus.
Wow, the poor, poor. Wow, the poor, poor. The field was even. They get aspirates and not mammograms. The field was even. 25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia. Wow, the poor, poor. The rich legal and makes the poor legal and good minds being left to die and rot. They are auditory dysfunction. It ain't because we can't make cars. Wow, the poor, poor. Jesus was an at-risk baby. They perish on the ground. They suck up dust and they long-term loan. Die from black lung disease. That means that they left home malnourished. Wow, the poor, poor.
All right, there you go, everybody.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Or he's saying. I don't either, man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your first clip.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
Wow.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics. When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
Wow. John in Cypress, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
Tim?
Yeah, you're on, man.
Hey, I'm busy at work right now. Can you put me on hold and let me do the next one?
Yeah, you got it, dude. Hold on. All right, Ron in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, that first guy was a total pussy. What the heck is up with that?
Well, let me. You want to tell him?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on one sec. Hey, John, you're on with Ron.
Hey, John, you're a pussy.
Hey, John.
Yeah, and that's not too nice, man, for him to say that. hey, check it out, though. My record on Jesse Jackson is 3-for-4, so.
All right, hold on. All right. I got to hold on one second. I got to put you on hold here one second. I can go back to John in Cypress. Hey, John?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That was rude, right?
Yeah. Listen, my record on this game is 3-for-4.
Okay. All right. Hold on one sec. Hey, Ron, that was rude of you to call John a pussy.
Yeah, well, I never said I wasn't rude.
Okay.
I was actually going to pull that same line because I didn't have the first.
But, right. So you're a pussy, too.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think we all are.
I didn't get called a pussy by anybody yet.
Oh, all right. Well, I think Randy's going to lay that on you.
Dude, you're such a pussy.
don't make me come in there.
All right, here we go. Come on, Ron. Let's go.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
I'm going to be like everybody else. Can you play that one more time?
Yes, sir.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
When we met China in the academic health membership.
Ooh, very close, dude, but no cigar. We thank you for calling. Mike and Bellflower, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
When we met China in the Academic Olympics.
You know, he says academic, and then he changes to another word. Listen to it again. You got very close.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
When we met China in the Athletic Olympics.
You know what? We're going to give it to you because you got most of it. But what he says is when we met China in the ACA Athletical Olympics, I believe.
Athletical?
When we met China in the Athletical Olympics.
Athletical Olympics. Yeah, so he said he meant to say academic, and then he changed that to athletical. You got it, dude.
And, hey, you get us through work every day, man. Right.
Hold on one sec. We're going to give you a copy of Long Way Down.
Thank you.
All right, that Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman, they rode a motorcycle from Scotland to South Africa.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
But that took a long time. All right, yeah, it's when we met China in the ACA Athletical Olympics.
When we met China in the Athletical Olympics.
Athletical Olympics. There you go.
Underemployed, the overworked, and underpaid.
All right, here we go, next clip.
Underemployed, the overworked, and underpaid.
If you'd like to play along, folks, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This happens to be a fairly popular segment, so if you keep trying, maybe you'll get through. Who knows? Here we go.
Underemployed, the overworked, and underpaid. Underemployed, the overworked, and underpaid.
All right, Danny in Redlands, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Underemployed, the overworked, and underpaid.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
All the employed, overworked, underpaid.
Well, you got it all but the first word. The first word, I think, is actually one word. Listen to it again.
Underemployed, the overworked, and underpaid.
It's not over. It's the opposite of overemployed.
Underemployed, overworked, underpaid.
There you go. Congratulations, dude.
All right.
You're going to get the long way down.
Appreciate it.
All right, hold on one second. There's another winner. Look at that.
Underemployed, overworked, and underpaid.
Yeah, underemployed, overworked, and underpaid.
Underemployed, overworked, and underpaid.
There you go. All right, here's the next clip.
Unjust law. Unjust law. Unjust law.
Robert and Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Unjust law.
Unjust law.
That's exactly right, man.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're a winner, dude. How old are you?
13.
13 years old. Congratulations. I'll put you on hold and we'll send you that DVD.
All right.
That's not rated R, that DVD, right?
Nah.
It's not like, they get to France and pick up a couple of hookers on the way down to South Africa?
Jesus.
Nothing
Christ.
Like that?
You know what? It's an art film, Tim.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Long Way Down. EMI and Capitol Records. There you go. Yeah, Unjust Law.
Unjust Law. Unjust law.
There you go.
Unjust law.
All right, we got it. Let's move on.
Iron mills and rubber mills. Iron mills and rubber mills. Iron mills and rubber mills.
It's Dr. Ryan in Orange County on 97.1 FM Talk.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
Iron mules and runabout.
I believe that is wrong.
No!
Johnny and Cypress, going back to you, dude.
Iron mules and rubber mills.
Oh, gosh. Hit me one more time.
Iron mules and rubber mills.
Give me a little hint, Tim.
He's talking about two places where they make something.
Iron mules and rubber mills.
The two factories.
Iron mules and rubber mills.
Bad vibes?
No, not bad vibes. Just hit me one more time, Randy.
You're
no, come
a
on,
pussy.
Dude. Get out of here, dude. All right, let's talk to Mario and Whittier. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Iron mules and rubber mills.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to tap.
Jesus Christ. All right, man. There he goes. No shame in that. Aaron and Whittier, you're on the air.
Iron mules and rubber mills.
I need a hint on that second one. I got iron mills.
Yeah, the other one is blank mills.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
Rubbish mills?
No. Alan in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
All right, one more time.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
Man, I got the iron mills, too. I guess I'm going to put you with this other guy.
Hell. All right, it's a big night of pussies. I can't say that. But that's not a bad night at a... never mind.
Iron mills and rubber mills. Iron mills and rubber mills.
Caesar in Whittier. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
Come on, dude. What's wrong with you people? Aaron, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
One more time to cut off.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
Iron mills and Rubbermaid.
No.
That's a no-no.
Victor in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
One more time.
Iron mills and rubber mills.
Rubber mills?
Iron mills and rubber mills?
What do you think it is?
Iron mills and rubber mills?
That's exactly right, dude. Yeah. Congratulations.
All right.
You stoned with your chick?
No.
You're hanging with your chick, though.
Yeah.
You guys aren't buzzed yet?
No, it's too early.
Too early? What is it, 8:15?
I just got out of work. It's
Jesus Christ. Early.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll send that DVD to you. Long way down. Yeah, iron mills and rubber mills.
Iron mills and rubber mills. Iron mills and rubber mills.
All right, we move on here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
Jesus.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
Wow.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
Jesus Christ. Tim and Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
You mean this? Something man has a
daughter
with
that daughter. Nah, dude, sorry, man.
No!
Thank you for phoning. Let's talk to Sean in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
One more time, please.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
President may have a job as a cab driver?
No, but you got close, dude. Very close. Joel in Redondo Beach. You're on the air.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
I mean, their parents may have a job as a cab driver.
Bingo, dude.
Yes!
Congratulations.
All right, thanks, man.
You nailed it, man. You're going to get a long way down on DVD.
Nice.
All right, hold on a sec. You'll be able to enjoy that.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver. I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
It means their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver.
Jesus Christ.
The V comes out and the B rolls in. Driver.
I mean, their parent may have a job as a cab driver. They go 2 miles beneath the ground.
All right, here's the next clip.
They go 2 miles beneath the ground. They go 2 miles beneath the ground.
Marco in Panama, where you are. Marco, you're on the air.
They go 2 miles beneath the ground.
One more time, please.
They go 2 miles beneath the ground.
They went 2 miles beneath the ground?
There you go. Congratulations, dude. All right, hold on 1 second. Marco in Pasadena, man. He's a winner.
They go 2 miles beneath the ground.
What?
He's in Pasadena.
Who wrote that, Gina?
I wrote it.
Hmm. What are you guys stealing Shecky Green's act?
We're doing shtick.
Yeah, just put the name of the goddamn city up there. What's wrong with your people?
I always do, and the one time
Pasadena up there?
What?
You never put Pasadena up there.
I did this just now.
Okay.
One time.
All right.
Hey, Gina, start putting Garbage Grove and San Dumbass.
You got it.
Yeah. How about you guys, let's just all relax here. You know, it's a very simple game. The name, the city, and the clip. Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Here's the next clip.
They go 2 miles beneath the ground.
They go 2 miles beneath the ground. That was the last one. Here we go. Next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson
saying? The poor, poor. Wow, the poor, poor. Wow, the poor, poor.
Javier and Silmar, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Wow, the poor, poor.
Yeah, why the poor, poor?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations to that young man, Javier. Hey, for extra credit, do you have an answer for that question?
Do I have an answer for that question?
Yeah.
Why the poor, poor?
Yeah.
No.
I don't either. All right, there you go. All right, why are the poor, poor?
Wow, the poor, poor!
All right, we move on here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We're going to play this clip for you a couple times and come back and ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you're going to go. You're going to get a copy of Long Way Down, courtesy of EMI and Capitol Records. It's Ewan McGregor. Yeah.
What's his name again?
Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman. As they motorcycle all the way from Scotland to South Africa. I wonder how long that took. It's available on DVD. Want to look at that. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Here we go. The next clip.
The field was even. The field was even.
Diabetes.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We continue with What the Hell is Jesse Jackson Saying? And don't forget, and I predicted this, by the way. I said, when we do Halloween in Long Beach at the Queen Mary, queenmaryshipwreck.com, it always rains or it's always foggy. And bless you. And it's supposed to rain tonight. And tomorrow and Sunday here in
Jesus
Southern California.
Christ.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain tonight, late tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday in Southern California. So, good luck. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? And if you get it right, you're going to get yourself a copy of Long Way Down. Here we go.
The field was even. The field was even.
Nick and Inglewood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
The field was even.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yes, sir.
The field was even.
The field was even?
There you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations, dude.
Thanks a lot, man.
Is it raining out there yet?
No, it's not raining yet.
All right, just checking in, man. All right, no rain in Inglewood. The field was even.
The field was even.
Yeah, the field was even.
The field was even.
The field was even.
The field was even.
All right, here we go. Next clip.
They get aspirins and not mammograms.
Get along.
They get aspirins and not mammograms. They get aspirins and not mammograms. They get aspirins and not mammograms.
Jesus Christ.
They get aspirins and not mammograms.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Frank and Burbank. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They get aspirins and not mammograms.
They can ask for the mammogram?
Take a what?
They can ask for the mammogram.
Ah, get out of here. Bill and Inglewood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They get aspirins and not mammograms.
That's taking aspirins and not mammograms, right?
You know, you got all but one word. Listen to it again very carefully at the beginning.
They get aspirins and not mammograms.
I got aspirins and mammograms.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we're going to give it to you. The first word is they. They get aspirins and not mammograms.
Yes!
Oh, cool.
Yeah, congratulations, dude.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll give you that tape for that DVD of Long Way Down, courtesy of EMI and Capitol Records. And these two chaps took a motorcycle from Scotland to South Africa. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Yeah, they get aspirins.
They get aspirins and not mammograms.
And not mammograms. Aspirins and not mammograms. We move on.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
Hmm?
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia. 25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
Jesus Christ.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
Jesus Christ.
Aaron, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
One more time, Tim.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
Yeah, you got me on this one, Tim.
All right, man. We thank you for phoning. Jonathan, Lake Elsinore, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
One more time.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
One more time.
Thank you. Press on. John and Fulton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
Did he say I have a 5-inch wiener?
Suck it. I think you heard Randy's mic on there.
5 inches?
Yeah, why is your mic on?
That's real generous.
All right, Humberto and San Pedro, you're on the air.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
Hey, Timmy, what's up?
Hey, dude.
All right, let's try out.
Let's get this, man.
The poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
Wait, 25. Wait, let's do it again. I interrupted you. Hold on.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
Poorest towns, you say?
Poorest kinds.
Let me see here.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
We'll give that to you. I think it's towns, you think it's kinds, but you get it, dude.
All right, thanks, man.
Congratulations. Hey, you're in San Pedro?
I'm in Pedro, 90731, man.
Look at you. We're going to be in Long Beach tomorrow.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
With Queen Mary.
I'll see y'all over there.
Yeah, come on by.
Yes, sir.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, I think we'll have to give that to him. I think he only missed one word, and I'm not even sure that word's right.
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia.
25 of the poorest towns, I believe, in America are in Appalachia.
Yes, sir!
Did I win? Hey, what did I get?
You're getting a DVD.
Of what?
I don't even remember what it's called. Something about some guys that go from Scotland to South America. It stars Ewan McGregor.
What is that? What's that DVD we're giving out there, Gina? No?
I don't know.
Nothing? All right. It's called Long Way Down. There you go. Glad to see you. Hey, listen, if you two aren't listening, who's listening in their car?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, man. All right. There we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
25 of the poorest counties in America are in Appalachia. 25 of the poorest towns in America are in Appalachia.
Appalachia. All right, here we go. Let's move on.
The rich legal and makes the poor legal and. The rich legal and makes the poor legal and. The rich legal and makes the poor legal and.
Jesus Christ. Danny and La Habra, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
The rich legal and makes the poor legal and.
The rich legal and the poor legal and.
I think that's it, dude. Yeah, it's the rich.
The rich legal land makes the poor legal land.
The rich legal land makes the poor legal land.
Yes, sir.
Hey, congratulations, dude.
Thank you. Hey, Tim, by the way,
yes, sir.
This is just the second version. The first one that Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman did was called Long Way Around, where they actually went around the world on their bike.
And what do? When they come to the Pacific, they just hop on a ship?
They hopped on a plane.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
All right. You're getting the second copy of this. It's Long Way Down.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can.
Have a good night.
All right. Take care of yourself. You can watch them have a big motorcycle fest all in one night. Long Way Around and Long Way Down. Look at you. All right. Here we go. Oh, yeah. The last clip.
The rich legal land makes the poor legal land.
The rich legal land makes the poor legal land.
The rich legal land makes the poor legal land.
All right. Move on. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Good minds being left to die and rot.
Jesus Christ.
Good minds
being left to die and rot. Good minds being left to die and rot.
Oh, bubble. All right, let's talk to Joey here in Canoga Park. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good minds being left to die and rot.
The man
lets
us
die and rot.
No. Corey in Santa Clarita, you're on the air.
Good minds being left to die and rot.
Good minds being left to rot.
No, you got. There's more than that. Listen to it again.
Good minds minds being left to die and rot.
A good mind's being left to die and rot.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
All right, you got a long way down, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
All right, you can watch that DVD.
Thanks, Ted.
All right, hold on 1 second. We'll send that out to you. We send them out. They don't have to pick them up, right? We put them in the mail?
They go right in the mail.
Wow, look at this station, man.
Good minds being left to die and rot.
Good minds being left to die and rot.
They are auditory dysfunction.
What?
They are auditory dysfunction.
Let's talk to Grace in San Gabriel. You're on the air.
They are auditory dysfunction.
Hey.
Can I hear that again?
Yeah, the first chick that called up. We're 30 minutes into this. Where you guys been?
I don't know. I'm in San Gabriel.
Okay. All right, here we go.
They are auditory dysfunction.
I have no clue.
None?
Something about Taurus?
No, listen to it again.
They are auditory dysfunction.
That one's really hard.
Mm.
I just want the DVD.
You want the DVD?
Yes. Please. Can I take the next one?
All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay, Grace. Thanks.
Hold on 1 second. I like that name. That's probably, it seems like a decent person. Jason in Capistrano Beach, on 97.1 FM Talk.
They are auditory dysfunction.
There are other stories just like this.
No. Drew in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They are auditory dysfunction.
They are auditory learners.
Oh, you got so close. You missed the last word. Listen to it again.
They are auditory dysfunction.
They are auditory dislike them.
No.
No.
I'm disappointed in that last caller. Joe in Orange on 97.1 FM Talk.
They are auditory dysfunction.
Hit me back one more time to me, my boy.
You got it.
They are auditory dysfunction.
They are all the parents just like them.
No.
No.
Brian down in Norwalk, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They are auditory dysfunction.
Got to pick this one for me. There are other stories just like this one.
No. AJ and Whittier, you're on the air.
They are auditory dysfunction.
Can you do it again?
They are auditory dysfunction.
I can't even hear him.
How old are you, dude? Or ma'am?
Dude, ma'am?
Ma'am?
31.
So you're a chick.
I'm a chick.
Okay. I didn't know. I mean, when you have these earphones on, they distort it, so I didn't know. I apologize if I offended you.
That's okay.
All right. Call us again, baby.
Okay, bye.
All right, there she goes. Could have been like a 15-year-old guy. They sound the same. All right, Lauren in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good luck, baby.
They are auditory dysfunction.
All right, Lauren, you're on the air. What's up, sweetie?
One more time, please.
It's a dude. I can't tell anymore with these people. All right, here we go.
They are auditory dysfunction.
There are other periods just like this one.
No, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Darling. Aaron on the 10 freeway.
They are auditory dysfunction.
Can you play it again, man?
Yes.
They are auditory dysfunction.
They are auditory dysfunction.
Ooh, exactly right, man.
Yeah!
You nailed it, dude. Auditory dysfunction.
Awesome.
You're the man, dude. Yeah, you got a DVD coming to you.
Awesome.
All right, hold on 1 sec. We'll put you on hold, get some information. Gina will take that from you.
They are auditory dysfunction.
They are auditory dysfunction, which was the auditory dysfunction was the original title of the show when I started here at Steckler. Now, what? What a coincidence.
They are auditory dysfunction.
All right, we move on to the next clip. Here we go.
It ain't cause we can't make cars. It ain't cause we can't make cars. It ain't cause we can't make cars.
Fred in Pasadena here on 97.1 FM Talk.
It ain't cause we can't make cars.
It ain't cause we can't make cars.
Boom, exactly. Congratulations,
yeah.
Dude.
Yes!
Alright, hold on 1 second. We'll send that out to you. Yeah.
It ain't cause we can't make cars.
It ain't cause we can't make cars.
It ain't cause we can't make cars.
Exactly right. You get long way down courtesy of EMI and Capitol Records. Here's the next clip. We'll play this for you a couple of times. Go to a commercial break and come back and ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you get yourself a prize. If you get it wrong, you hang up and deal with that depression. But tomorrow night, we're going to be out at the Queen Mary. It's going to be great. It's going to be hopefully a little rainy, a little misty, a little foggy out there. Perfect for the Halloween psyche and the Halloween sort of ambiance out there. And I believe Gina Grad will be coming out, as well as Randy Wang. Anybody else coming out? Anybody?
No.
That's it.
Oh, nay, Tim.
That's it. I don't know.
We have Rudy and Andy coming
up. Oh, yes. Detective Rudy and Lieutenant Andy from LAPD. Two of the fine chaps with LAPD. Two guys who haven't given me a ticket yet from LAPD. But the night is still young. All right, folks, we'll be out there, Queen Mary. Go to get your tickets at queenmaryshipwreck.com, or you can go to AMCO, and I believe you can get a discount at AMCO. I think they're offering some kind of discount. I'm not sure exactly what it is or how much it is. I probably should know, but I don't, so don't blame me. But go to AMCO and go to Diamond Bar. I don't know where you're going. Anyway, go to AMCO and get yourself discounted tickets for Queen Mary, or just go to queenmaryshipwreck.com. All right, we're going to play this clip for you a couple of times and ask you what Jesse Jackson is saying. If you get it right, you get a prize. In this case, Long Way Down, courtesy of EMI and Capitol Records. It's a motorcycle ride from Scotland to South Africa. How can you go wrong there?
Doesn't matter.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Jesus wasn't at risk, baby. Jesus wasn't at risk, baby.
Because you might sound crazy, say he said,
is that that's our kind of guy.
And
watch this.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on you? What?
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on you? What?
Semi-automatic weapons.
That's a no-no.
110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-971-WOE.
Prison 80% black.
Should be crying to God, turn out of jail.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on you? What?
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on you? What? What do you do when they turn on you?
Well, you know, Jesse Jackson ran historic races.
And if in this thing I've said in a hot mic statement that's interpreted as distraction, I offer an apology for that, because I don't want harm to hurt to come to this campaign.
We do the Obama-rama in Washington.
If we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing. Too many fathers are MIA. Too many fathers are AWOL.
That's a no-no.
If I've done any harm or hurt, for that I have deep regrets.
Beyond our expense. What Barack has done brilliantly.
I sent a message to Barack's campaign a while ago of our continued support for the campaign.
Enough of their endorsing Barack!
My support for Barack and his policies are long-standing, broad-based, and deep and unequivocal. He and Michelle have taken America to another level.
What is all that about?
They were hurtful and wrong. That's the whole point. And that when you make mistakes, you should not equivocate. You should be quick to go on the offensive and not try to be evasive.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And we're in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? If you'd like to play along, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Looks like it's already raining in Santa Barbara and Ventura and coming down to Southern California. It should be raining by late tonight. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're calling for some rain as well. 30% chance, so. But be careful on Halloween, tomorrow night, those kids running around. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Jesus wasn't at risk, baby. Jesus wasn't at risk, baby.
Stephen Wayne Park on 97.1 FM Talk.
Jesus wasn't at risk, baby.
Jesus was an at-risk baby.
Yes, sir!
It's exactly right, dude.
Yes!
Jesus Christ.
You're going to get that DVD, Long Way Down.
Thank you, gentlemen. Love the show.
Oh, thank you, dude. Really appreciate that. Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman, they get on their motorcycles and they drive around. There you go.
Doesn't matter.
From Scotland to South America. All right, next clip. Yeah, that clip was fairly easy.
Jesus was an at-risk baby.
Jesus was an at-risk baby.
Jesus was an at-risk baby.
We move on.
They perish on the ground. They perish on the ground. They perish on the ground.
Let's talk to Tice in Seal Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They perish on the ground.
One more time.
They perish on the ground.
Audio dysfunction. I'm sorry.
Come on. Listen to it again. Here we go.
They perish on the ground.
A service from the ground.
No.
Are you in
Old Town Seal Beach?
Yeah.
Beautiful down there, huh?
It is great. I'm sorry, I'm on a Bluetooth. It's all distorted.
All right. Well, we thank you for calling. That Seal Beach is amazing. Wish I could, I'd like to move down there. Move back down there. Lived there for about 3 years. And it is beautiful. I know they don't like me talking about it on the air because it's a small community and they don't want to, you know, a lot of people running through there. But I'm just telling you, it's probably the most beautiful place I've ever lived in my life. Seal Beach, California. All right, we move on. Or no, we don't move on. The guy didn't get it. Yeah, we continue.
They perish on the ground. They perish on the ground.
Brian, and also a beautiful town, Norwalk. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They perish on the ground.
They perish on the ground?
That's exactly right, dude.
All right.
Yes, congratulations.
Yes! Thank
you. All righty, hold on. You're going to get yourself a prize. A DVD goes out to you. Long Way Down.
They perish on the ground.
They perish on the ground.
They perish on the ground.
Yeah, like if you know, you shook an apple tree and the apples fell on the ground, they would perish on the ground.
They perish on the ground.
We move on. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
They suck up dust and 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 they.
Charlie and Glendora, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They suck up dust and they.
They stuff up suck and they.
They what?
They stuck up. Suck up stuff and they?
No.
Suck
it. No, 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 no.
They suck up dust and they. They suck up dust and they.
Jay in Pasadena, you're on the air.
They suck up dust and they.
Can I hear that again?
Yeah.
They suck up dust and they.
Oh, man, Tim.
Come on, dude.
They. One more time, please.
They suck up dust and they.
Stuck up, certainly. I don't know.
Sorry, dude. Jimmy in Arcadia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They suck up dust and they.
They suck up dismay.
What's the last word?
Dismay.
Dismay? Nah, sorry, man. Randy in San Pedro, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
They suck up dust and they.
They suck up dust and they.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir!
Yeah, I think he was talking about a vacuum cleaner. They suck up dust, didn't they? Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, congratulations. You get the DVD.
All right.
All right, hold on 1 second. Yeah, they suck up dust, didn't they?
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 Congratulations. Look at that. That's where the game should be played.
Long-term loan.
Hey, Corolla's on right now, right? He's doing the show live at the Playboy Mansion.
Blotto in the Grotto 3.
Wow, that's going to be on tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
All right, let's flip it on live. Corolla here, a little preview.
Let's keep the streak alive.
You know, I'm so excited to see
right
what
now he's on with Craig Robinson from The Office.
I can't even sit still right now, which I'm doing. But no, I'm ready to see
Rock. All right, you ready to see Rock. And
I'm definitely ready to see.
Out in L.A.?
Yeah.
Are you on high ground? Are you up in the hills?
I'm over there in Culver City, which is a hill in itself.
Oh, no. Like, I'm going to Dag. I got to get high ground. I'm going to Dag's roof. I'll be on Dag's parapet. If McCain gets in, I'll be on, like a Korean liquor store owner. I'll be on the roof. We're going to Dag's house.
Black owned.
You know, you give me something to think about.
I'll be like, Dag, I got to go to the market. All right, pick me up some. Oh, no, you're coming with me. Let's go. I'm sorry, we're holding hands. Let's go.
I have a T-shirt, I'm with him.
Let's get that fist pick, give it here.
Estradale.
Give it here. I'm putting it in my shoe fro right now. Let's go. Give me that fist pick. Let's go. I'm right. As a matter of fact,
I have one.
All right, Adam Carolla tomorrow at 6 a.m. Blotto in the Grotto, man. Look at that. Up at the Playboy Mansion. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Long-term loan. Long-term loan. Long-term loan.
Let's talk to Julio and Pico Rivera. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Long-term loan.
Long-term loan?
Yeah, congratulations, dude.
Yeah!
All right, you're a winner, man. Long-term loan.
Long-term loan.
Yeah.
Long-term loan.
All right, we move on. What else Jesse Jackson say?
Die from black lung disease. Die from black lung disease. Die from black lung disease.
Nick in Glendale, you're on the air.
Die from black lung disease.
Hey, Kenny Vaughn.
Hey.
Can you replay it for me?
Yes, sir.
Die from black lung disease.
That's some black lung disease?
What is it?
That's some black lung disease?
Exactly right, dude.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Put you on hold here. And Nick in Glendale gets himself a DVD.
Die from black lung disease. Die from black lung disease.
Died from black lung disease. We move on.
That means that they left home malnourished. That means that they left home malnourished.
Alfredo and Covina, you're on the air.
That means that they left home malnourished.
That means that they left home malnourished.
That's exactly right, dude.
Yeah!
All righty. Congratulations out there. Look at that, man. These last three guys really kicked ass with this game. And the last three calls were winners. I'm sorry?
Jesse's got an announcement for everybody.
Oh, he does? Oh,
yeah.
Let's hear it.
That was the Altima ALTMA 489-9410. Please move it now. You're blocking someone.
Is that his last announcement?
You know, he's got another one.
No.
They have a Chevy Impala, dark blue, 2203180. Please move, blocking the fire hydrant, and that is against the law. And so please move your Chevrolet before it is excised. The church say amen.
I love that when he asked the church to say amen for that car. All right, that concludes What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say, and we're going to do news at the top of the hour with Gina Grant. But first, let me please remind you, folks, if you want to have a kick-ass Halloween, we're going to be at the Queen Mary Shipwreck. You can get your tickets at queenmaryshipwreck.com. It's always a great night. It's usually foggy. Maybe it'll be rainy. It'll be nice and cold and scary and Halloween-y. It's going to be awesome. And so come on out tomorrow night, Halloween, QueenMaryShipwreck.com. QueenMaryShipwreck.com. All right, Gino Grad does the news around about 9 o'clock every night. What's going on with that news?
Well, Cloris Leachman gets tongue-tied on Good Morning America, and Obama finally has to answer to A.C. Slater. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
There you go. All right, and then after the news, we have one of the world's greatest CPAs coming in to tell you what your taxes are going to be under Obama and under McCain. And you'll recognize this man by name. That's how popular he is and good at what he does. So anyway, news at 9, then a world-class CPA coming in to talk to you about your taxes and what they're going to do under McCain or Obama. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
They mean that they left home malnourished, underemployed, the overworked, and underpaid.
And my only worry was for Christmas, what would be my door?
The rich legal and makes the poor legal, and they are auditory dysfunction.
Even though we sometimes would not get a thing.
Unjust law.
We were happy with the joy the day would bring.
The deal was even.
Sneaking out the back door. Hang up with those hoodlums.
Die from black lung disease.
Ooh.
They go 2 miles beneath the ground.
Really at the back door. But though I thought I told you not to go outside.
When we met China in the athletic Olympics, they perish on the ground.
Done your best to bring the water to your eyes.
The poor